Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today, we focus on one of the most sensitive experiences a human being will ever go through. Yet, every day, people go through it. And you and I may never, ever know the agony, the loneliness, anger, bitterness, and all the questions that go with it, that stir about tumultuously in the heart of a person who goes through it. Unless, of course, you're a woman who's gone through it yourself. Author and minister Sarah Siu writes in her book, Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage. She writes, it's taboo. It's not really discussed. Miscarriage. The secret fear that haunts every pregnancy. Sarah continues, what if it happens to you? How will you respond? Some respond with little regard. Others are devastated. Where there are multiple miscarriages, one can't help but wonder how to cope. Whatever shred of faith that remains is tested. Suddenly, this suffering brings you to a crossroad. Will you run to God or turn away? Now, just as a heads up, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to remind you that in the midst of the heaviness of life, the burdens that you bear, that we bear, those unexpected moments that we could never have really prepared for, that catch us off guard or seemingly blindside us, we're here to remind you that God loves you, He knows you, and He's here to lift you up, to encourage you. And He brought today in studio a very special guest. Sarah Siu is a graduate of Pacific Rim Bible College with a degree in Bible and pastoral ministry. She served as a leader for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship and also at New Hope Christian Fellowship Oahu. She's been a staff member at New Hope Hawaii Kai. She's married to a recording artist and worship pastor, Koa Siu. They have two children, Kekoa and Kalea. Sarah is here to give us an update of what God is doing in her life, but also as she's written this great book, Run to You, Speak Out of Her Heart to Minister to You. Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Danny. It's great to be here.
Sarah, let's get right into it. What experiences did God use to lead you to write the book, Run to You?
The biggest experiences that led me to it was, of course, having the miscarriage. When this first happened, there was not a lot of resources at that time. It was probably about 10 years ago, and I didn't see resources when I went to find them because my faith was being tested. I really felt like I didn't understand why it would happen and what was going on. And so I felt really led to just write and just let God download to me and let that minister to me personally to help me heal, help me move along in the process. And then I kind of put it on the side. And when I had the second miscarriage, I was like, okay, I really need to press in. And that's what it's sort of about, is running to God. Mm-hmm. And when you hit any kind of tragedy, any kind of suffering or loss, it brings mm-hmm. you to a place where you sort of either want to draw back from God, mm-hmm. and it's a crossroad, and it's really about choosing to draw near to God. And instead of blaming God, who has the answers, he's the one with the answers we're longing for and hoping for, it's easy to hide, mm-hmm. to want to pull back. And, you know, the Bible says that draw near to him and he will draw near to you. Mm-hmm. And so it was really a step of myself getting out of myself mm-hmm. and pressing into God and running to him. So those two experiences just pointed me towards processing and getting my thoughts down on paper and have something to be able to offer someone else mm-hmm. and comfort mm-hmm. someone with the same comfort that I had been comforted with. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what led me to that.
You know, the way that you describe it in your book, that's why I guess the value of the gift of writing, being able to put it, mm-hmm. put your thoughts, your feelings in words, I mean, the details that you go into, I mean, just to describe the first miscarriage.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden to be completely, well, you know, as you wrote, it sounds like it was like a lingering fear along the way, wondering, and then to begin to see it happening again.
Yes.
How did God help you through going through it even the second time?
The second time, like I said, I had more of a resolve to come before him, and just to demystify what it means to run to him. It's not like you know, if you think about God as spirit and, you know, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're not running like on a treadmill, like mm-hmm. you're just not running to nowhere. But running is more of a posture of your heart, mm-hmm. and it's a posture of your heart saying that I am choosing to draw near, and you can find any way to do that. And some of the practical things that I would do is I just close my door, get on my knees, and cry out and ask God and pour out my heart before him. And in one of the chapters, I talk about surrender, and I use the example of Hannah, and we all kind of know the story of Hannah and how she just poured out her heart before God, and God saw that and used the priest to see what was happening with Hannah. And so it's that process is never, it's never comfortable, mm-hmm. and it always is accompanied with vulnerability and just being honest and integral. When you can be honest with God, then he can bring in truth. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between honesty and truth. But he can bring it in that moment when you're vulnerable and open. And I think that happens when you position your heart to draw close mm-hmm. and seek. You know, he says, mm-hmm. seek and you will find. Mm-hmm. So,
Sarah, you know, you talked about when your first miscarriage happened and you said your faith was being tested. You asked
yes.
why. And then you talked about turning to God. And then the second time it happened, yeah. you said you found you had to press on.
Yeah.
How does someone find the faith? I mean, it could be so hard initially to turn away.
Yes.
And instead of drawing near, you say to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
How does someone, or how did you find that faith that allowed you to turn to God instead of away from him?
Yeah, it really was about getting into the Word mm-hmm. and finding other people to pray with and mm-hmm. to support. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to a healing ministries. I remember going to just get prayer. I know there's some great mm-hmm. churches out there that have healing ministries and prayer ministries. And what I did was I just was relentless in my pursuit of God. And so that mm-hmm. looked like that. It looked like reaching out. I'm going to go to the support group. I'm going to go to, you know, whatever grieving things I needed to go to. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go to this meeting to get prayer. And I was going to run to God in my quiet time and choose to read my Bible and choose to pick it up and let it speak into my life.
Yeah, would you say, you know, from what you're talking about, would you say that it's true that you have to make a point, a
yes.
decision at a point in the
yes.
crossroad?
Yes.
That you had to make a decision to activate your faith and by doing these things
yes.
with
yes.
God?
Absolutely. I can remember sitting on my chair in my living room after the first one, mm-hmm. and having that struggle of faith. And I think any loss, mm-hmm. any loss, whether you're going through, it's just any tragedy, mm-hmm. you know, you're kind of shaken, mm-hmm. and you have to resettle your core, mm-hmm. and get to a place where you can see, okay, I'm at this place, and all of the things that God has started to already grow in my heart, mm-hmm. really helped me to make that choice, mm-hmm. to step forward, mm-hmm. and I think that that's the importance of having a good foundation and finding mm-hmm. a good church to be a part of.
Yes.
And currently, right now, I'm a part of Hope Chapel West Oahu, so a big shout out to everyone. Mm-hmm. Love you all. And if you get planted in the house, you will flourish and you will find support.
Mm-hmm.
And biblically, every joint with supply in mm-hmm. the church, and sometimes it comes in the strangest of packages. And I remember just some older women that just blessed me. They came and brought me like a teddy bear, mm-hmm. and it just ministered to me, and mm-hmm. they came and prayed for me, and they had faith for me, you know. And I think that's another point to mention, is that mm-hmm. sometimes you don't have the faith. Sometimes you don't.
Exactly. And there's isolation, would you say?
Yes.
It's so easy to be isolated, and the enemy would have you isolated.
Yes.
So that you feel that you're alone and you're hopeless. There's no help.
Right. And like I was mentioning to Danny, 1 in 4 women go through a miscarriage.
Mm.
And that's a huge number of people.
Hmm.
And just to try to calculate that in our island alone would be, you know, up in the 100,000. So mm-hmm. you can't really, you know that someone's going through it.
Yes.
But when someone opens up, mm-hmm. then, oh, yeah, I went through that. Or, oh, my sister did, or my aunt did, or my cousin did. Or,
mm-hmm.
And you start to see that you can share, and there's a place to share.
Yes.
And not everyone processes it the same. So some people, they you know, maybe they have a worldview that's not quite biblical yet, and they maybe just don't understand why they're even upset about it, because the value on life is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also another issue. So you run into that. So people mm-hmm. don't know how to share.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I wrote this, I had people in mind that were new Christians who something like this happens, and mm-hmm. it shakes you. Are you going to step forward in your faith?
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to wrestle with this issue? And so I think, you know, another chapter I talk about suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that later.
Your book, somebody's listening and they're saying, hey, I need that book. Someone is saying, I need to get that book for my daughter or my mm-hmm. my auntie or my niece
yeah.
or my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be able to say what the way Sarah speaks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may or may not have gone through it themselves,
yes.
but they... God has given you a gift to articulate.
That's right.
You've written it down. I mean, it distills biblical truth, biblical mm-hmm. principles of healing and restoration. How would somebody get a hold of this book, run to you?
Easily, I guess the easiest way would probably be the cheapest. I'll give you a little secret. It would be at Amazon.com. And you can also find it at Logos, I believe, has it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look into the Borders system, mm-hmm. they probably have it in the system. I don't know if it'll be on the shelf, but you could get it from my publisher, Tate Publishing.
Okay.
And another easy way would be just to go to my website, www.runtoyou.org, and on there you can order it straight from the site.
So www.runtoyou.org, it's all one word. The book is Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage, written by Sarah Siu. She's right here in studio with us, sharing heart to heart. That's the way we like to do it over here, right, Leslie?
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, whatever you're going through, I mean, maybe you might know someone, or maybe it's you as you're listening, and the Lord is just gently, in the way that only He can, to a servant like Sarah, minister to your heart. Touch your heart in His gentle way, His encouraging way. You know, when we come back from our break, we'll talk about, we'll ask Sarah, why does God allow this to happen? Why does it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go even further and ask, you know, why does God allow suffering in general? You know, she has resources at her website. Her husband is also well known. He's a recording artist. His name is Koa Siu, and he's also written some songs to minister. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Sarah Siu.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Leslie Silva. And our featured guest today, Sarah Siu. Sarah is an author. She's a minister. She's written the book, Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage. The book is actually available at on Amazon.com. It's available at Logos Bookstore. And it's also available at her website, www.runtoyou.org. There are also other resources. Songs written by her husband, Koa Siu, and other resources there to encourage you and also encourage your friend or family member who could sure use the gentle ministry that the Lord has given to her.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, we talked about in the first segment the two miscarriages that you experienced and you had gone through and how your faith was tested and how you persevered and pressed into God. You know, when we talk about something like this happening, what have you learned about, when you asked why, since then, why does God allow something like this to happen?
Yeah, it's a loaded question that I think anybody that goes through a miscarriage or suffering loss or tragedy, that is the question that rises up in your soul, is why? Mm-hmm. Why, God? Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. And then to go a step further, why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Or why is this happening right now? And I think one of the things that I unpack in the book is to give an understanding of suffering. And I think today in the church, we've sort of lost a theology of suffering, mm-hmm. that there's actually a place for it in our faith, walk mm-hmm. with God, and to understand it you know, just to unpack it, there's a lot of reasons why we suffer. Mm-hmm. One is, you know, obviously, if God is sovereign and he is allowing something to happen, mm-hmm. and then there's the enemy and what he's causing with his decisions to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. And then the Bible says that time and chance happen to us all. And another thing that causes suffering is just sin. Mm-hmm. And obviously our own choices and mm-hmm. free will mm-hmm. and the choices of others. And all of those things become this big pool of why. Mm-hmm. And trying to untangle it for each individual is a little bit different. You know, why for you would look different for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest thing that I have learned from that process is just that, hands down, it is not the will of God yes. that you would suffer. Mm-hmm. And in scripturally, it says in Lamentations that he does not willingly afflict. And I'm going to just bring this a step further. In Matthew 5, when it talks about, you know, the Lord's Prayer, and he's asking us to pray that that God's will in heaven would be done on earth. Yes. And that's, you know, assuming that it's not happening mm-hmm. on earth, mm-hmm. that we need to pray for God's will to happen on earth. Mm-hmm. And God's heart in the scripture is something like precious in the sight of him yes. is the death of his godly ones. You know, and just everything that you would read about how he knits together mm-hmm. in the mother's womb. Mm-hmm. And it is never God's heart or character that a little one should perish. Mm-hmm. It says that he desires that none should perish. Yes. And that's spiritually speaking, but that's also physically speaking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we swallow this pill of pain, like, God's just allowing this, and he just must hate me, or mm-hmm. something's mm-hmm. happening, mm-hmm. without understanding that there are so many other factors happening here, mm-hmm. so many other things at work.
No, there's so much there that you're talking about. Yes. That I don't know where to start from here. You know, we talk about suffering is a part of life. Then
yes.
suffering is a part of life. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about God's will, and sometimes yeah. people, why is this happening? Yeah. Then it leads me to think about guilt, the yes. association of guilt, and what we can feel about when things like this happen yes. to us.
Yes.
Do you think, or have you experienced, or do you think, and you're talking to women, that guilt is a part that follows?
Yes, I think guilt and shame mm-hmm. coupled together, they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at guilt, you have to sort of look at it from a lens, you know, biblically speaking. Guilt is something that when you've done something wrong, guilt or shame will come and try to attach itself to you.
Yes.
And in this case with miscarriage or loss, there is, you know, apart from doing drugs and, you know, physically doing something to your body to cause it,
yes,
it is not something that you have caused mm-hmm. and you have done wrong, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that that's so critical and important mm-hmm. because what you're trying to do, if you let guilt and shame grab a hold, is mm-hmm. you're trying to understand why this would happen. Mm-hmm. And so our natural tendency is to see a cause and effect.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what I would say is if you're struggling with guilt, mm-hmm. you've got to break free from that and understand that you did not cause this. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you did cause it, then that's your point. That's repentance. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, God's kindness leads us to repentance. Mm-hmm. So if you have done something wrong, you can just easily repent and run to God mm-hmm. and find the forgiveness and grace you need mm-hmm. to move forward. But if you're stuck in it, you know, it's condemning, mm-hmm. it's shame, and it's guilt. Mm-hmm. To break free out of that, you just got to have the truth. And that sets you free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's basically him.
Mm-hmm. And the healing begins when women can make that choice to do that, no matter yes. how hard it is,
yes.
To go to God. And as you talked about, God is not condemning that woman who might have even made a mistake.
Yes.
And feels truly guilty.
Yes.
What you're saying is God is opening his arms up to embrace her. And she can be free from the guilt and shame
Absolutely.
To move forward.
Absolutely.
Even if she made a mistake.
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yes. And one of the stories that I mention in the book mm-hmm. is the prodigal son story, which mm-hmm. we all kind of know. But it paints this father that is running to his son, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know. And as much as we want to run to God, God wants to run to us. Mm-hmm. And when we are hitting those places, no matter where we are, in the bottomless pit mm-hmm. of our life choices and the worst thing that we could possibly have done, mm-hmm. and we are at that place of brokenness, mm-hmm. it just takes a simple shift to run to God. And that's an inward decision to change your mind, to change mm-hmm. your course, and to focus on Him.
Mm-hmm. So your feelings don't have to be there when you do this then.
No.
Because sometimes you can still be feeling really
yes.
bad.
And angry.
Angry, mm-hmm. everything. You know, yes. And so do we have to wait for our feelings to change,
no,
would you say?
No, not at all. I think the best way to come to God is just to come.
Just to come.
Because He can handle our mm-hmm. our anger. If He created the heaven and the earth mm-hmm. and the stars and everything mm-hmm. in it, mm-hmm. He can certainly handle one little person's anger. And
yes.
as horrible of the things that you might say, mm-hmm. I just find it's so much better to just be honest with God.
Yes.
And it's almost, I tease with some of the girls that I share with that it's just like vomiting mm-hmm. on the table. It just sort of like, ugh! God, you know, here it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're fair. I don't mm-hmm. think that this is right. Mm-hmm. This, you know, so and so, such and such, and just as it comes out, and you're before Him, then that's when He can begin to bring truth into the mm-hmm. situation that you can actually stand on mm-hmm. to take another step forward.
Mm-hmm. You're describing the bigness, the magnanimous capacity of God
yes.
to be able to take the brokenness of mm-hmm. one heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. just completely shredded, mm-hmm. you know, in a moment of time, and mm-hmm. God can handle that.
Yeah, and God wants that. You know, we don't have to be all prettied up to go to Him and think that we have to be perfect
yes.
to present ourselves to God. That often keeps people away.
Yes.
And think they're not good enough.
Sarah, you have written a great book, a great resource. You yourself are a tremendous blessing from the Lord in the way that you are sharing things. You know, sometimes we need help.
Yes.
We need help. People need help too. It's cathartic mm-hmm. when someone can express the feelings that, for whatever reason, we cannot put into
yeah,
words,
yes.
but we can totally connect with it, relate mm-hmm. with it. Mm-hmm. You've done it in your book, Run to You, a guide through miscarriage. Your website, www.runtoyou.org, is also a great resource. There are also other links. Sarah's book can be you can get it at Logos Bookstore, you can get it at Amazon.com, you can get it at her website, runtoyou.org. When we come back, we'll talk more, asking such questions like trying again. Or what happens to this baby? Deep questions, heart questions, and heart ministry that also comes from our website, from our dear husband, very talented man of God, Koa Siu, a song. She'll talk about that song when we come back, but you'll get to listen to it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Sarah Siu.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Leslie Silva and our featured guest Sarah Siu. Sarah is an author. She's a minister. She's a great teacher and preacher. She really has a way of communicating.
Thanks.
And she's done that in her book, Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage. You know, one of the hardest things sometimes is to go through pain and then to process that pain in such a way that you distill by the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Tremendous practical tools, principles, resources that can benefit so many others. And she's done that. God has used her to do that. Her book, Run to You, can be found at runtoyou.org, amazon.com, Logos Bookstore. And not only the book, but she herself and her husband are great resources when it comes to this particular subject. But of course, we're talking about hope in times of crisis too. Mm-hmm. And gosh, you may be a guy right now, and you haven't gone through, your body hasn't gone through, the emotions haven't gone through, but you know suffering. Mm-hmm. You've gone through disappointment. You've been shattered, or feel like you're either on the verge of being shattered, or you're covering up your shatteredness because of shame. There's some principles that can minister to you, too. It's certainly, mm-hmm. as I'm listening, God is using that, her, Sarah, to minister to me as well. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you know, oftentimes when there's miscarriage, and in your case there's multiple miscarriages, there's the heart of a woman for a child, mm-hmm. and starting again to try again. So yes. You get to that point and you think, you know, do I do this? How can I do this? Talk about that, about starting again.
Yeah, I think that's probably the hardest part after you get over the grief and you really can surrender it to God, mm-hmm. is moving forward, is really trusting God with your future and whether or not you'll have children. And so many women suffer not only with miscarriage but infertility, and mm-hmm. it's the same sort of issue, you know, and it's like a roller coaster every month. Is it happening? And I think that it feels a little bit like choosing to jump out of an airplane, like skydiving, having the parachute not open, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. 2 times. Mm-hmm. So you're consciously having to go through opening yourself up to have pain. Mm-hmm. And I think what is important to understand that when you're making that choice is it's a bit like choosing to feel pain. And I think our society is just not used to that.
Yes.
We just mm-hmm. want to dumb everything down and not feel any pain. Mm-hmm. But pain is there for a reason. and pain is the other side of love. If there is one coin, one side is love, the other is pain. Mm-hmm. If you didn't love, you wouldn't have pain.
Yes.
So you've got to look that pain in the eye. You've got to look that fear in the eye and choose to say, you know what, I'm going to step out once again. Mm-hmm. And even though it didn't happen in the past, and one of the things that my husband always says the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over mm-hmm. and believing for another result. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's that insanity of just moving forward and stepping out mm-hmm. and stepping out. And, you know, I think when we give in to that feeling, we just got to stop because it's not happening. Mm-hmm. We start to give in to hopelessness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we start basing our decisions on our experience versus where God is leading us to.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very easy thing to do as I'm sitting here listening to you, and other aspects of life tend to do that
yes.
too.
Because
mm-hmm. it's very much afraid to put your heart out
yes.
on the line for it to be broken again.
Absolutely.
But oftentimes when we have the Lord, we're not stepping out alone, are we?
No, not at all.
Yes.
We're
going with Him, and that can make a big difference. So if we have a woman who's listening, or a man who's listening with an issue that's shattered him, mm-hmm. what are some, Sarah, some tangible steps that they can take right away to take God's hand and move forward?
Yeah. Obviously, going back to what we said in the beginning is running to God.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to find a way to get alone with God.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to shut the door. You've got to stop what you're doing. And you've got to let God minister to your soul. Because that brokenness, God promises that He's near to the brokenhearted.
And that's where you're talking about being really honest and authentic
yes.
with Him.
Yes.
Mm. And pouring out exactly how you feel, whether it's angry,
yes.
guilt.
Yes.
It's okay to do that for
yes.
him, with Him.
Yes.
Good.
So it's not like you're not physically running on a track. You are positioning your heart before Him
mm-hmm.
and saying, I'm choosing to look to You for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing to draw my understanding from who You are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm choosing to believe that You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that has to sink in, and you have to wrestle with it.
Yes.
And not medicate it,
because mm-hmm.
I think we do a really good job at providing lots of things for people to medicate their pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really good at walking around with like a bleeding heart.
We
get good at that.
We get very good at that, yes.
But it's to stop coping and to really allow God to just fillet your heart open, minister to that need, and really meet that need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He says, blessed are you who thirst and hunger,
mm-hmm.
you will be filled.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a physical hunger He's talking about, it's a spiritual
yes.
dryness and famine within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to fill that.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, you know, as part of the healing process,
yes.
a woman may be asking, a family may be asking, husband and wife, they might be asking, okay, we lost our baby. What happened to this baby?
Mm.
What happened?
Yeah, that's probably like the biggest question to answer. And having gone through Bible college, I learned a lot about theology and about heaven and about your choices as people and free will. And obviously in the church, when you make a decision for Christ and you give your life over to God and you have salvation at the end of that, you know, but when you're talking about a baby or a life that's still forming in the womb, you don't have that same affirmation that they've, you know, like you can't just lay your hands on your tummy and ask them to raise their hand for Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's funny, but you can't do that. So you have to look at scripture and dig into what it says. And Mark 9:16 is a scripture that I kind of use to shape this chapter. It says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And in that passage, He's bringing a child and placing it before the disciples. And He's saying, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And I think we almost need not a new theology, but we almost need a theology for people to understand what happens to their child when something happens to this, because the way that we paint that theology in the church, that's real easy for us to do now, is you make that decision mm-hmm. and you follow God. And it's a real gray area when it comes mm-hmm. to theology. So what I've sort of put together there is a scriptural basis for your baby that's not formed in your unformed womb being able to find peace and eternity in Christ. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's verses that talk about, obviously, that verse about the kingdom of heaven, but Matthew 18, where he's saying the greatest, and this is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, or scriptures that talk about God being a refuge. Isaiah 49:1 says, the Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, and he named me. And obviously, there's verses, lots of verses about God knowing you in your womb.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And just mm-hmm. for me to settle my own heart when I was dealing with this, mm-hmm. You know, it just comes really down to, I love a study that Beth Moore did. It's called Living Beyond Yourself. And in it, she talks about Christ's heart for children and the tenderness. And she writes, I wonder sometimes if we did not consider time spent with children as the closest thing to heaven on earth. I also believe this verse substantiates what most of us have believed by faith. Children who die go to heaven. If he received them so readily while on this earth because of the tenderness of his heart, how could he possibly bar their entrance into the very kingdom he described them as representing? Mm. To do so would be completely contrary to his character. And I think that's something that you got to look at when he's saying the kingdom belongs to these. We can't just write that off and say, you know, because of what we do traditionally with how we do altar calls and how we call for salvation. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that everybody has to make that conscious decision to follow Christ, and that is a determining factor. But when it comes to a child, they have to become of an age where mm-hmm. they can make that decision. Mm-hmm. And I kind of believe in my heart of hearts that when Christ is saying the greatest of heaven is these, mm-hmm. when he's saying that, you know, if you cause one of these little ones to stumble, the angels are looking into the face of this child, and mm-hmm. the angels are looking into my father. There's a huge, huge mm-hmm. bar that he has for what he thinks of children. Mm-hmm. Then I have to conclude in my heart that prior to their ability to make that decision, that Christ would have tenderness mm-hmm. at the pearly gates, you mm-hmm. know, if I was going to put it that way. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I might cut slack with some conservatives in saying that, but I have mm-hmm. to believe that they can find peace and eternity. It's just trying to, this is Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Mm-hmm. And the eternal God is a dwelling place. Well, he's a dwelling place for those who have gone before us, those who have left us. Mm-hmm. And if he is that dwelling place, like, I must trust that this life that he would say is precious and mm-hmm. honored in his sight, mm-hmm. that whom he created and knitted together in my womb, yes. Has value. Mm-hmm. And he would definitely care, mm-hmm. just as Beth Moore shared in that book.
Mm-hmm. Your dear husband Koa wrote a song, Great Day in Heaven.
Yes.
And when we come back from our break, we're going to hear that song. And I just appreciate the way that you've unpacked that very, very difficult question. It takes courage to answer it. You've answered it with scripture. You've answered it from the heart. Mm-hmm. I just love that quote from Beth Moore. Mm-hmm. Glad that it's in your book, Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage. Sarah Sue is the author. You can find out more from her at www.runtoyou.org. But we're coming back, so don't leave us. Stay with us. You know, we'll be right back with more from Sarah Sue.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
on a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. Welcome back. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our featured guest today, Sarah Siu. Sarah is the author of the book, Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage. You know, sometimes people talk about certain subjects and, I mean, it makes you squirm. It makes you just feel like you very uncomfortable because you don't know how to say it or how to put it, you know. And but she does it with an artistic quality that is just... A divine grace that God has given to her. And it's there in the book. It's there on our website. And the Lord will use you as you refer others and as you give the book away and as you read it yourself. You will be blessed and you will become a blessing to others as well. Sarah, there's a song that Koa sings. Of course, he's prolific in his songwriting and in his singing, his recording. But tell us about the song, Great Day in Heaven.
Yeah, so my husband wrote this song shortly after the first miscarriage. And, you know, whereas I'm writing on the computer, he's writing songs. And that was his way of processing. And God gave him a revelation about the child that we had lost. And we both kind of felt in our heart that it was a boy, and so we had named him Matthew as a way to process and say, okay, this is, and we bought a little something to just remember that and tuck it away. And so he wrote this song, and it just, it's just a song that you probably will cry to. Sorry out there. But it's meant to be an encouragement and to bring hope. And sometimes we're not always ready to understand what's happening. And we just need to let the song minister to where you're at. So that's kind of what it is.
Let's listen to the song Great Day in Heaven by Koa Siu.
Thank you.
have never seen you, but I know your name. The joy and expectancy of waiting for your time made my heart overflow. For you I cried, and happiness filled my eyes. When I heard that you were coming, with you my heart died. Came about as close as I could get, knowing you were gone. I don't think I will ever understand why you were taken away so soon, but I'll find my peace in the hope of the day. When I hear my name behind me and turn around to see, not too far away, a man is walking up to me. Though I've never seen his face, I have loved him all his life. It'll be a great day in heaven when I see my son for the first time. I wonder what you'll tell me, I wonder what I'll say, standing face to face. I'll be new to heaven, so I guess you'll show me the way. All around where you've been living, always, and maybe then I will start to understand why you were taken away so soon, and I'll find my peace in the hope of the day. Yeah. When I hear my name behind me,
my name behind
and turn around
me.
To see,
turn around to see,
not too far. You're there walking up to me. Though I've never seen your face, I have loved you all your life. It'll be a great day in heaven when I see your son for the first time. Everything will be brand new, and I can look back with satisfaction at all the things brought me through. And there will be peace, and there will be love, and there will be freedom and hope and joy. There will be a you in you. Oh, you will hear my name behind me, will turn around to see, you will introduce me to the man who's walking up to me. Though I've never seen his face, he has loved me all my life. It'll be a great day in heaven when I see my Savior and I meet my son for the first time. For the first time.
That's the song, A Great Day in Heaven.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
By Cora Sue.
Where's the tissue?
Never
I know, right?
Any Kleenex with me.
Sarah, you know, we've gone through a journey together. And but God is using you to help people process through this journey and the journey of life. You know, we typically start our show by asking some of these questions, but you know, it'd be good to just know, hey, where did Sarah grow up? Where did you grow up, Sarah?
I grew up on the North Shore of Oahu, and I say North Shore because they pretty much lived from Mokulea out to Laie, so pretty much the spectrum of the North Shore. I've moved all over, up and down that coast. So a graduate from Waialua High School in the boonies, and there was maybe 5 Haole people, and I was one of them. And yeah, just wonderful growing up there. Obviously, a great culture to be at the beach and eat Matsumoto shave ice, that type of thing.
And how did you become a Christian?
I got saved when I was about 15 at a little church called Praise Chapel in Whitmore Village, which is in the middle of the pineapple fields before you get to Wahiwa. And I came to Christ basically through a family that was functional, who had welcomed me in, and it was just a blessing to be able to go to a home that just had strong values and loved God, and they started taking me, and I had a pretty abnormal conversion experience, and I didn't know it at the time, but I, you know, it's a small church, but I was down in the front by myself on the knee, on my knees crying, and all these people came around me and laid their hands on me, and I saw light, and I felt like God was revealing himself to me. And then I went home, and I was like, Mom, God is real. And she's like, yeah. So it was kind of the way that I came to know Christ, and then kind of fell away. I didn't really know what it meant to follow, and rededicated my life my senior year, and was a part of North Shore Christian Fellowship for a while there. So I have good family friends out on the North Shore. And that's kind of how I got saved.
We got a few seconds left. Just a quick, let us know how did you and Koa meet?
We met at Wanalua Gardens Missionary Church.
All right.
That's the place to meet. No, best place to meet someone is in church.
Go to church.
Here's the scripture for today, Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. The next few days, you're going to hear more stories like this. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to hear more. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Sarah Siu.
Thank you.
Author of the book, Run to You. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. My technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.